It is weird, but at least it's legal.
Quality show.
Well, looks like you have a fan.
Hearing about you all over town, actually.
Now let me call your kind attention to our big show.
Man, these weekends fly by, don't they? Especially when they're sunny and gorgeous and, man, we are living large. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, Tim Hunter. Great to have you along. Excited to head off into another five-day work week with you. Got to recover from a somewhat busy weekend. And yesterday, I told you, you were invited to attend the annual lutefisk eating contest at the Ballard Seafood Fest. We had a repeat winner. He's won, I think, four of the last 5 years. It was kind of warm, though. You know, when it gets hot like that, the lutefisk gets pretty angry. But everyone survived, and we'll do it again next year. It's what I do. I'll be there. So if you want to do something a little odd, plan to be with us next year. Now let's see what has been going on in our world since we last chatted. We've got the Hollywood actors out on strike. Today is National Get Out of the Doghouse Day. And I'll tell you, I'm there so much, I get to write mine off as a second home. And finally, the Barbie movie hits theaters this coming weekend. Just wanted you to know my face and shoulders aren't pink because of the movie. That's just a good old-fashioned sunburn. It happens. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter and a Monday, but we have a way of making Monday special.
Hello.
Hi, I was hoping to find Leanne.
This is she.
Leanne, this is Tim Hunter from KRKO Radio. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, we understand that you downloaded our KRKO app. And you entered to win a family four-pack of tickets to go catch the Aqua Sox and a Funko Friday night. And so we've got a family four-pack of tickets to catch the Aqua Sox this Friday night.
Well, cool.
How about that?
That's wonderful. I want to take my grandkids.
Oh, sweet. Oh, they'll have a blast. It's a special night. I forget. I think it's some kind of a shirt night or something.
A Hawaiian shirt night, I think.
Oh, look at you. Look at you just being on top of it. You know the schedule by heart. Now, have you been out to many games this season?
No, I haven't been to any yet.
Oh, well, we need to change that. So this is awesome. Well, I'm glad you could use them. And I hope I didn't interrupt anything, but I just wanted to make sure you knew this.
Oh, yeah, we just landed. I just took it off airplane mode.
Oh, see what incredible timing I have? Well, Leanne, you get out to the Aqua Sox this Friday night and show those grandkids a great time.
I sure will.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad your travels were safe, and we'll see you out at the Aqua Sox game.
All right, thanks.
So to recap, if you'd like to get a four-pack of tickets to a Funko Friday night, catch the Aqua Sox, and start off your weekend the right way, it's a future home game. We give them away every time the Sox are in town. And the way you enter is to download the KRKO app free in the App Store of your phone right now, and then go to the special contest page. The only way you can win these tickets is to download the app and enter a special contest link. And I think you can do that. I'm counting on you. All right, good. All right, getting back to the music here in a moment. You know, just got to stick together. We'll get through this Monday. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. Boy, a great idea. If you aren't already planning this, take this radio station along to work with you. You know, you can play it off your phone. You can stream it on your computer while you're working away. All these songs that you know that you can sing along with, it will make your work day fly by.
And now, here's today's edition of I'm Witless News with Tim Hunter.
Well, good morning. In Utah, a woman was arrested naked at a strip mall. Sometimes people are just too literal. A new report says that 70% of people lie about their vacations to impress others. I heard that while I was vacationing in Bali over the weekend. A new study says that our optimism peaks at 55. But then again, if you're over 55, you already knew that. And finally, the Cheesecake Factory is going to launch a rewards points program early next year. My suggestion, if you earn enough points, they'll give you a menu with fewer items on it.
join us again next time, unless you can help it, for another edition of I'm Witless News.
Good morning for a Monday. It's KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. And man, looking ahead at this hour, Elvis Presley, Heart, Steve Miller, Tommy James. I'll even throw in a little Don Henley and Creedence if you stick around and if you behave yourself. Those are the people we're talking about when we say Everett's Greatest Hits. If you're brand new to KRKO, you found the right spot, and this is going to become your new radio home, I promise you. Now, I wish I could promise you a quick end to the actors' strike, because now you got the writers on strike and the actors, and that's just going to shut down new shows. They've got some stuff in reserve, but in a couple of months, you're going to be going, I want my new show back. Now, see, I think it'll be a short strike by the actors, and here's why. The president of the actors' union is Fran Drescher. So just imagine you're a studio boss and you have to negotiate with the actors and you say, what about this offer? And then you hear, then you hear, and then one more, and you say, okay, fine, we'll settle. Just don't laugh. I don't know. We'll see if that happens. Stop it. That's enough. More of Everett's Greatest Hits on the way. Yeah, that's always a fun, positive, upbeat song. Got the Wilson Sisters and Heart coming up for you in a couple of minutes. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. And what is this dry weather going to mean for the rest of the summer? Oh, things to worry about. And our resident meteorologist, Ted Beener, is glad to do a podcast on it. You will find that at everettpost.com, a great source for local news.
And now, KRKO is proud to present Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff that Tim Hunter found on his Facebook feed.
Oh man, at times I feel like I spoil you. There's some good ones here. I wonder if the guy who came up with One Hit Wonder had any other catchphrases. This morning, I need the kind of coffee that's so strong it wakes up my ancestors. You know, I'm a multitasker. I can listen, ignore, and forget all at the same time. Today I plan to be as useless as the G in lasagna. Last one. Male bees die after mating. That's basically their life. Honey, nut, cheerio.
You've been listening to Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff found in Tim Hunter's Facebook feed right here on KRKO.
Well, hope you had a great weekend. I think we pretty much did. How could you not? It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, starting out your Monday with a whole bunch of great songs. Tim Hunter playing them for you and letting you know you could take these songs to go if you download the KRKO app free in the App Store of your phone. And if you do that, that puts you in the running to win a $50 gift card to the Buzzin' Steakhouse. Gonna give away another one this Friday.
My goodness, we have so much information to disseminate. It's time for a Tim Hunter information dump. Just back that up over here. That's good. Perfect.
Yeah, it just kind of piles up over the weekend, so here we go. Coming to ABC TV, The Golden Bachelor, a dating show with seniors. In Arizona, the city of Scottsdale has banned all grass lawns in front of new construction to conserve water and deal with their drought. So yeah, lawns are illegal now in Scottsdale, Arizona. Royal Caribbean is going to launch the Icon of the Seas next January. It will instantly become the largest cruise ship on the seas, 5 times larger than the Titanic, 20 decks, a neighborhood on board designed for young families, a water park with 6 different water slides. It can handle up to 5,000 passengers, has over 40 bars, restaurants, and even a bowling alley. They could be a sponsor, so I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to play it safe and move on and talk about NFL quarterback Philip Rivers. He and his wife are expecting another child, their 10th. getting close to being able to field their own team. A woman in Massachusetts decided to buy herself something special, something she's always wanted, for her 97th birthday. Marie Erickson went out and bought herself a top-of-the-line John Deere tractor. Why not? And things keep getting worse for Bud Light. You didn't think it could happen. It did. It used to be number one. It started the year as the number one beer in America. It's now 14th. And we're hearing that Costco is considering dropping it from their stores. That won't help. I'm no business expert, but I'm pretty sure that's not good news. All right, that's what I can tell you.